Now, the Gardaí's performance in the first half of this year is under the microscope in a new report by the Policing and Community Safety Authority. The authority is responsible for the oversight of the force. In the first of two reports for this year, it strongly criticises the Garda's policing performance. It found that they were on target for just 7 of their 18 policing plan commitments, with the remaining 11 at risk. And the authority continues to be critical of what it calls the absence of an effective performance management system for its staff. Helen Hall is Chief Executive of the Authority and she's with us now. Good morning and you're very welcome. What does that mean in practice? Why should the public care if there's not an effective performance management system in place?
Well, I suppose policing is incredibly important and therefore it's important with that great power and responsibility that the guards have that they're overseen. And this report is the Policing and Community Safety Authority's mid-year assessment. And I would say I find the characterisation of it as being strongly critical is just a little bit strange for me. I definitely would see that there was considerable achievements actually in the first half of 2025 by the Garda Síochána. And it is a mid-year report. So as you've said, Audrey, 7 out of the 11 targets, 7 out of the 18 targets are actually on target. And there's really considerable positive performance by the guards. They've rolled out the op model in 21 divisions. They've made significant progress. They actually have made significant progress in a lot of areas, drugs and organised crime. Performance management, though, as you've said, is disappointing. And it might sound like quite a corporate type of thing to be worried about. But if you have an organisation of more than 18,000 people, you do need an effective way to both support them and to challenge them to make sure that they are actually doing the job that they're being paid to do. And I think the Crowe report over the summer, while that was focused on roads policing, if you recall, the authority's discussion of that both in public and in private was very much around the absence of performance management rather than just roads policing, because that's across the entire organisation. There is no effective performance management in the guards for either Garda members or Garda staff. And that's something the policing and community safety has, as I said, a very important role watching what the service provides to us in the public on behalf of your listeners. Mm-hmm. So we will continue to do that. This is just a mid-year assessment. There's some really positive things for the guards. And even if I take something, for example, that we mentioned as a challenge, cybersecurity, that's a significant challenge. The face of crime has changed for us all.
Why aren't they keeping pace with the growth of cybercrime?
I think there's a challenge for every jurisdiction in this. It is criminals are always ahead of the public service, if you like, in terms of technology and the investment that they can make in that. There's a huge demand for Gardaí to be seen and visibility. We've heard that. And actually, that's another positive from the report. There's been a really investment by the Garda Síochána in visibility on the streets of Dublin. What I would like to see, though, that extended to other parts of the country. And what are we giving up? Because some of the challenges, if I go back to cybercrime, if you have police on the streets, which is what we sort of traditionally expect, the really important work where we're more worried behind closed doors, our children in bedrooms, our parents who are getting scams on their phones, that whole investment in economic crime and cybercrime, it's really expensive. And as I suppose as a public service, the Gardaí are not immune to, there's budgetary constraints and they need to have those resources. Another challenge, I would say, in the report that we've drawn out, and this is not new news for any of us, is the challenge of getting more resources into the guards. They've made very good, I suppose, efforts this year to change the way they're doing the recruitment and they've tightened it, but it will take a number of years for that to come online. So getting the right resources in, if you pull from one, you have to, if you invest in one, you're pulling from another. So that competing priorities is a constant challenge from Garda Síochána.
One of the other things mentioned in your report is that 44% of women who contacted the Gardaí about violence and psychological terror by a partner in the home found that the Gardaí were unhelpful. Why?
Yeah, I mean, the guards in the last 10 years where we've been involved with the Policing Authority and now the Policing and Community Safety Authority, we have seen incredible advances in the way an Garda Síochána tackles this really, really difficult issue of gender-based violence and domestic abuse. So in some ways, they are a victim of their own success. People now, because they have confidence, there are protected service units in every division, again, a positive, in every division in the op model in Ireland now. The problem is that the volume, that confidence the public have to now report means there's a hugely increased volume of such crimes. I think when you train specialists, that's really, really positive. But then you really do need the first touch at the front counter of your Garda station to be consistent across the country. And I think that's partly where the challenge is coming from. That's our job, is not to say everything is wonderful.
Yeah.
This is to say, challenge is say you've done really well. And I think the guards have done really well in the first half. But it's to challenge them to do better on behalf of the public.
I want to ask you just finally about something that's happening this week. It's on Thursday. 128 uniformed Gardaí from four stations in Dublin and Waterford will be authorised for the first time to carry tasers. Those are devices which release an electrical charge to incapacitate targets. Has the authority given its approval for such a measure?
We don't have a role in terms of approving what any sort of use of force that an Garda Síochána decide to use. However, we did discuss this in detail at our public meeting in September. Our role, I suppose, again, on behalf of the public, is to challenge the guards, you know, again, to say, what's the basis for it?
Yeah.
When you're rolling it out to these 128 guards, what will you be measuring it against at the end of the rollout? Will it change the nature of policing in Ireland? Is there evidence to support it? And have you done a human rights assessment? So they're the questions we've asked of an Garda Síochána.
You'll be closely monitoring.
We are closely monitoring. In fact, it's on our agenda for our meeting, our monthly meeting with the Garda Commissioner on Thursday.
Thank you very much for coming in. Helen Hall, Chief Executive of the Policing and Community Safety Authority. It's 8:33. Aidan's back with the latest news.